The sword, it's the best weapon of all. Two sharp edges and a long spine. The blade is very thin and it's easily damaged. You remember that. The vital thing is the point. Pay special attention to it. Your life could depend on it.
New Tech Team Wednesday, that's what's up.
Only add color to my tears. Oh, oh, that splash against my hollow bones. That rocks my soul. Oh, oh, oh.
Black Daniels.
Rashad Radio.
That splash against my hollow bones.
What's up, Rashad Radio? I'm digging Wu-Tang Wednesday.
Wu-Tang Wednesday.
I checked out your stuff. I love your beats. I love your music.
How are you doing that?
It's our secret.
Thank you so much, Rashad Radio.
Thank you. Good morning, Anchor World Podcast Universe. Today is December 19th, 2018. You're listening to The Morning Drive Without Caffeine right here on Rashad Radio. I'm your host, Rashad Sadiq. Yes, another glorious day on planet Earth. I hope everyone is doing well out there. I want to start off this Wu-Tang Wednesday with a few shout-outs. Before I forget to mention, big shout-out to the homie Myrna. She hit me up earlier this morning showing love and support for the show. I really do appreciate that, girl. We go way back, y'all. I'm talking like elementary school days. So, yeah, much love right back at you. Also, a few new listeners and the followers on Instagram I want to shout out. If you tuned in yesterday, you might have heard me speak on producer Vanderslice, a.k.a. Van Sleazy. I want to make sure it's clear now to him and everyone that rocks with Rashad Radio that I was in the wrong. Totally read his tweet too fast and I jumped the gun, so that's my bad, bruh. If y'all looking for them slaps, be sure to follow him, though, all right? Also, can't forget my new listener and follower. I just bumped into him in the lobby of my building, homie Lorenzo Martinez. He said he rocks with the show, but I can't be talking about his Cowboys like that no more. Real talk, I appreciate the support from y'all, and I hope that I can continue entertaining y'all. Like we always do in the middle of the week, we pay homage to the biggest rap group ever. Not the Migos, no, the Wu-Tang Clan. It's Wu-Tang Wednesday right here on Morning Drive Without Caffeine, and I always tell y'all it's my favorite because it is. Just figuring out the beat to start gets me psyched, because I'm a long-standing Wu head, and I just got so many classics stored in my memory. It's mad fun sharing with y'all, as well as bringing them back to life, songs I ain't heard in forever. This Hollow Bones track was on their third album, The W, which came out in November of 2000, but it was certified platinum around this week in December that same year. This is nothing to scoff at, y'all, considering this is way before streams and iTunes and SoundCloud and smartphones. So, since I love to share the knowledge of this rich hip-hop culture, I bring to you another Wu-Tang Wednesday episode followed by last night's Spot with Mad Zam and Fatima G. Alright, let me get some of these shout-outs before the beat runs out.
Yeah.
Big shout-out, Daniel Campus Lopez, I see you. Nuance the Artist, I see you. Martha's Place, We Live on a Planet. The Black Donald Trump Radio. MBM Entertainment, I see y'all. My love of real hip-hop, hope y'all love today's show. Make sure y'all tell a friend to tell a friend, alright? Peace.
Rashad Radio.
Hey, yo. Hey yo, high potency top. Smoke a bag of black and feel a vibe. Born to be wise, be form on the rise. The corner mean five. Horns in disguise, throw on your slides. Young niggas racing, smokers is basing. You seen the eyes laying up, playing the cut. What? Stay in the truck. Something told me duck, folded me up. My shoulder struck, out of luck. Fuck the potters up. Fell in a daze like a collider snuff. Niggas tried to body me up. I'm in the lobby bleeding. Niggas in the renting office probably eating and sprinting and beefing. When they heard the shots fall of recent and seen Barbara Niece's beast, a nigga shot Shalal features and shot through his Elises. Bent the spider callers creatures. I'm gagging and flagging the cab down. Guess who in the Benz wagon? Dragging my sound down. Maggin', it was Del Breedy, the greedy. Conniving ass snake genie. Cop with a bikini who murdered Tosh and Bonini. I'm feeling wheezy and I'm drained from the Chiba grieving. Ain't even looking decent. Seeing police niggas reaching it.
That splash against my hollow bones.
Fleeing the crime scene, speeding, beefing, leaving.
leaving behind cream, not even peeping that I was leaking. Won't see the precinct, just got a recent case beating. Still, dates are creeping, don't blow your spot. Stay the weekend, keep the rug appealing. Who's squealing? Few new the dealings, keep the steel concealed in. Cause we got no time for feelings. Eyes on the building, corns are on the corners healing. $1 million block villains plotting on a killing. Feel like a superhero, talking like a true De Niro. They boost his ego, found them broke down, reduced to zero. Cops fill reports, hoping I reveal my source. Source.
That splash against my hollow bones. That rocks my soul.
Outside the check cashing, flashing, dipped in fashion. Five cherry face faggots try to cash in. They keep laughing. Ghost, you get your face bashed in. Who give you these privileges, son? Why you maxing in weed?
That's flash against my hollow
bones. Feeding the tomatoes, move slow. I'm hearing how you broke Ross nose. And I heard you keep a banging hammer. Golden brass, diamonds, and rotaries that was stolen at you. Haven't recorded, G. Make very little noise. My shit hiccup, don't make this big stick up. Big up me and the boys. I thought for a second and chose. Rather than froze. Had the gem star in my hand, yo. What the fuck, yo? That's when I ripped Timothy. Snatched some dip, jump right in back of him. Had the mini axe to him. Faxed him, shots rang off. Bing, boggly dunk.
That's flash against
Wu-Tang Wednesday.
If y'all just tuned in, y'all listening to Rashad Radio.
I'm just telling you right now what I do every single week.
Every bag, let's start the fucking show, eh?
Rashad Radio.
Yo.
He's from New York.
Who from New York, yo? Nims?
Alfonso.
Shout out to Nims, Coney Island, Brooklyn.
Hey, what up, what up, what up? Manzam in the building.
Yeah, you at the spot. I don't even know. Have we been even telling people the name of our show in the beginning? Have you been checking the beginning of our show? Did we make sure we let them know we're at the spot? I think y'all just know by now because it's me, Manzam, and we got my baby.
And shout out to my homegirl, Fatima.
Hello.
What's up, girl? How you living?
Good, good, good.
How's life?
Good.
How we like the holidays? We're almost at Christmas, right?
I know.
We're almost there.
Almost there.
Have we heard some Christmas carols yet?
I did.
How we like them?
Yes.
How did we like them?
It was actually the night after we talked about not hearing.
Yeah, it's the spot prophecies.
Uh-huh.
That's how it works.
It is.
We'll talk about something on, you know, whenever the spot
dun,
is.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. And then it happens, like, right away, and you're like, dang, we just spoke about
that's
that.
That's funny.
So that's a great thing because if you're one of our listeners and you listen to our topics and our conversations, you go, man, that may make sense to somebody. And sometimes you just got to reach out to one person and you get the domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look out for the cookout at the spot. But anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on the intro. I'm glad you're doing well. How you doing, Rashad?
Man, I can't complain. I mean, Christmas season. Skins just won a game.
Hey, shout out to John Johnson's first win. You know, I'll take an ugly win all day. However, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of slightly disappointed because I was like,
we could have lost out the whole season. I would have been all right with that.
Yeah, because that messes up with our draft because we got to get a quarterback.
That's loser talk, though, isn't it?
No, no.
Tell us not.
You know what? That makes me upset for the Redskins fans because I was listening to the radio in the morning the next day and they're talking about how they wish they should have just lost and because they want to get a good draft pick and all that.
Because it's true.
Yeah, but how do you want your team to do bad?
That saddens her. As a nuke, I'm not even trying to talk down.
I'm gonna tell you what it is though. Sports across here in the United States, there's a tanking mentality. It's like, okay, invest in the future now and look at your young players.
Hold on, and let her know this too, and everybody out there as well, because this is not some like, oh my god, you're the only one that knows this. Not only is there a tanking mentality that he's speaking on, but there's entities in place right now as we speak that are trying to adjust athletics, like everything,
yeah,
sports, so that tanking is not incentivized.
Right.
They're trying to change it all over the place.
They're trying. And Will they succeed? Probably not, because there's just too much money and it's a lot of politics involved. And the schematics in it, it's just like anything. You know, you're going through a pyramid and just like you got the people that have the final say-so in the matter. But anyway, enough about the Redskins. Shout out to you, Fatima, for being in your fantasy football league Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Hey, I hope you rock out. Real talk.
I know, me too.
I hope you get the W. I'm excited. Is this the first time you've ever been in the Super Bowl?
It is.
Okay, so the plan is for you to go like Tom Brady and get that championship.
Yes. Similar to
and like your boy Eli, and like your boy Eli twice.
But I'm not a Tom Brady.
Eli beat Tom Brady. Damn,
I had to flip it. We had the spot. You know, I had to pull a Nems on you. Yeah. Shout out to my boy Nems. Hey, so tonight is the first time I heard Nems, thanks to Rashad. You know, the thing about Rashad, if you're not listening to Token Tuesdays or Woo Wednesdays, you're not doing yourself some justice. Please subscribe and give it a listen, man, because what happens with Rashad is he's like one of these nerdy cats when it comes to rap.
Bruh.
And he likes, his foundation is based on research. And I do love that about you because
Mercury's up in your face. Like, make sure you say the right thing you're talking about.
I like Nems a lot. Okay. This is the first time I heard him. And like, first thing I told you, right, when I heard him, I was like, bruh, this dude is angry. He's hungry. And I was like, before I even looked him up and did anything else, when it comes to Nems, I was like, you can hear the Big Pun influence in him. And then his top five favorite rappers were Biggie, Drake. What is his crew called?
Fuck your life.
And Big Pun. So, you know, if you haven't heard Nems, just go listen to him, man.
And Nems shit hard, y'all, man.
He goes hard.
If you're tired of quote unquote mumble rap, which you will never really hear me ever call anybody, but I know how y'all go out there. You know, I did a little quick rant because people want me to talk more in the morning drive without caffeine. And I spoke about like hating and hip hop and shit.
Yeah.
I don't never really call shit mumble rap, but I might have slipped every now and then. Fatima live with me. She's like, I've heard you do that. I tried not to. I don't like it. I really think it's condescending, and I really feel like it was from some type of ulterior culture than hip hop that did it. Yeah, you ain't do your spot joint. Yo, what it is, we on that freaking iPhone X Max joint. Make sure you Google
it. I don't know what he's talking about.
What's it called? Yeah. What is it called? Okay, you ain't try to play me on the Snapchat. Y'all make sure you follow Don't Tell Zam on Snap and tell him that's not cool. Don't fucking play a shot.
Hey, no, tell me. I didn't play you, bro.
Try to play me.
No, because I just don't. I didn't want
to
tell
people. I'm going to tell y'all one thing, dude. I did listen to one episode, though, and I was too, you know, excited off the drink. And I don't know if y'all have a problem with it, but I had a problem with myself. I was cussing too much. So I'm going to try to refrain, even though I do put a nice little parental advisory sticker because I like the way it looks. I'm not that vulgar all the time. I don't know what had came over me that day.
Wait, time out. Let's rewind, though. You can't be apologetic for who you are. First.
Well,
of all.
I'm apologetic for... I'm not apologizing for who I am. I'm apologizing for a prior episode.
No, hear me out. And I'm going to tell you why I wouldn't apologize. Tell me. Because we're at the spot.
Oh, okay, that's right. That's true.
Because at the spot, you get it. Yeah, boom. You feel me? So we got your back. I look out for the cookout.
True.
But it's good that you can go back and say, hey, man, perhaps I did too much of that. And if you choose to scale it down, good for you. If not, man, we continue to party. You feel me?
I appreciate that. I just want to let y'all know. You know what I'm saying? I got
no
a
doubt.
Little, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Conscious. So, I was like, damn, what was I thinking that day?
Speaking of conscious, right? Yeah. This Drake and Kanye beef. You know I'm in love with that beef.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like Kanye. Shout out to Kanye. Shout out to Drake.
Dog, I need music from these. I need music. I need something to happen musically.
But the beef apparently is getting stronger. And Drake had to go get more security guard.
I heard.
And me personally, I didn't know they were neighbors.
I didn't know that either.
So that may,
I don't think Kanye would do something to that effect. I feel like he's a family man now.
Well, according to Kanye's rants on his Twitter, they were going back and forth and there was family threats. And you know, and you know, it started with the Pusha T thing when it got real personal. So
did you ever check the LeBron Drake joint?
LeBron Drake joint.
LeBron's show, right? Did LeBron have that show?
Okay.
At the shop.
His team is better than us. That's right, man. I'm gonna create a monster. She in the Super Bowl right now, and I think we didn't give enough right now. We're gonna go back and revisit that Super Bowl.
We will.
Because I need to talk about that to y'all, man. She did a very good job. It was very impressive. I can't believe that 3 years into it, you're in your first Super Bowl. It's wild. But yeah, it's called At the Shop or something like that. And maybe it's probably exactly called At the Shop. I ain't see it yet, because we're busy. Not that I ain't check it, because I don't want to check it. But I got clips of it, and I heard how Drake was saying that, like, he had confided in, you know, on Yeezy and told him things. And
right.
However, I don't know if I want to really say this, because this will make, yo, Drake, yay. You know what I'm saying? They don't know that we're going to be friends later on when I'm collaborating late on some fire, but y'all need to work this out. It's called The Shop. Thank you, baby.
Shout out to The Shop. The Shop at the spot. Wow.
Kanye is just like blowing it. Because if Snoop is making funny videos riding around LA, smoking blunts, clowning you, saying you need to be on Jerry Springer.
He's clowning him, bro.
Then come on, dog. You know, and Fatima fucks with Snoop. Isaac fucks with Snoop. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's for
shizzle, dude. For shizzle, you know.
That's
what I mean?
Funny.
He does. And it's like, look, man, get it? Kanye, we want to root for you. I'm not about kicking you while you're down, because I do think he's down in some sense.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
But also, I'm not going to 100% roll with Drake on this joint. Because if you are being indirect for any reason, right? If you are being indirect for any... If you Scorpio, man, you supposed to be repping that OVO, that Scorpio shit... Dog.
Rashad Radio.
Keep it 100. Go at him. Because, like, all right, what do you think? You heard the lines, right?
Yeah, I want...
Keep
I
it
want,
real. Don't wear no 350s around me, right?
I want to hear these guys go at each other, bro. Like,
I want it. I want the shit. I want the smoke. And he said he didn't want to do it to push it in the end. And he says he doesn't want to do it. And that's how Drake's going to be. Like, I don't want to do it. I want to be remembered as that.
I want these guys to and have the Nems mentality.
I think it's selfish for them to do that. I think if you're an opportunity in your life, like, you're not even an opportunity in your life. You already have made your life, right? You're already, like, well, a lot of Bama's would hope to ever be.
True.
You can do whatever you want right now. You can check a nigga, man. You can tell the whole world the real story if you want to. Because right. You know what a lot of people are doing? They telling the story through Twitter. Kanye saw how Trump does it through Twitter and thinks it's genius. That's why his dumbass was all sucking on Trump's dick like he was.
Wow.
Excuse me. And I said I wasn't going to be
stupid. Vulgar.
But he was, man. And it was hard for me, man. I was trying to support Kanye during those times, dog. It was hard. You remember?
I mean, even his shoes are taking a hit. His merchandise is taking a hit. You know, in the aftermarket.
Maybe that's why he's backing out a little bit.
I mean, mess with somebody's bag and, you know, watch how they change their attitude.
Yeah. I think he means well. I think he's misunderstood.
Who's this, Kanye?
Kanye.
Yeah.
I think he's misunderstood, and I think he misunderstands as
well. That's a fact. That's a fact.
But I think in the end, he means well.
I'm going to find a new set of well.
So, staying in the rap game, Lil Wayne has a show called, what is it, Boom Boom Room?
The Boom Boom Room.
And that is hilarious. If you haven't caught an episode, you gotta watch. Like, his first episode, he was talking about how he ashed a blunt on some ladies, on some girl's booty, and he was talking about how he loves baked booties and real booties.
Not fake ones.
And, you know, fans get to ask him whatever they want. It's just like that that transformation from IG and every social media like Twitter and Facebook, it is now is going into a visual platform, and I love it because now you get to see expressions which are organic. Like, I love, there's nothing better than organic answers. Like, if you get one of these cats like Lil Wayne, he's gonna be real.
Yeah, that's definitely a man show, I feel like.
Yeah, and he, to me, he's steering in the path that like Snoop is right now, because Snoop is doing a lot.
Snoop has shows for our kids.
He's doing a bunch. You know, when I saw Snoop Dogg last year doing playoff commercials for the NHL, I was like, bro, you are huge. Uh-huh. Like, you're not LBC anymore. You know?
Snoop has like an erectile dysfunction commercial where he jones on niggas saying, I don't need them jones, but like, if you need them, here's a number.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on, what Snoop is doing?
I got the sample for him right here, too, while I got a little bit. Hold on. This is
real shit, though, cuz. Is y'all getting tired of this nigga Kanye West and these tweets? Cuz I am. I see why, nigga, you and Donald Trump hang out. Nigga, y'all tweet like a motherfucker, cuz. I think that nigga need Dr. Phil or Mario. You know what? That nigga need Jerry Springer. Jerry.
I'm telling you, man.
You know what the crazy part is? Jerry Springer's still on.
He is, man.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yes, man.
The show?
Yes.
No, but it's reruns. It's
not. No, no, it's not.
I thought he was.
Yeah, everybody thought.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about somebody else. I thought he was like in.
And it's still the same exact format.
I thought he was on Fox News, but it's not him.
He's talking about Robin.
Yo, nah, Jerry's still on. Look, if our old girl we were talking about, what's the judge's name that makes like 147 million a year?
Judge Judy.
If Judge Judy's still on TV, trust, Jerry's still on TV.
I don't fuck with Judge Judy. I told y'all earlier, young.
Hey, I fuck with the back she makes.
Can't believe you listen to it. I mean, watch this.
Who?
And that you didn't know who Dr. Apollo was.
Bruh. I knew now.
Yeah.
And the juice you hit me on last week.
Which was that?
Atoll.
Oh, yeah. Did you try it?
No, not yet. Boom. But see, but
you
I
know,
remember.
Actually, on that subject, I'm going to touch on it just a tiny bit, and then we'll go back, okay?
Okay.
Because we have been living forever saying and telling our Aunt Elvira that we're going to talk about her truck. And we never do.
There's a truck in the family?
There's a truck.
Actually,
Hector put us on her when we moved
around
here.
Shout out to Hector. Mm-hmm. Welcome back from your Europe trip. We miss you, bro.
I know.
Hope you join us whenever you can. Go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
So this is a truck, if you're in the area, right off of Connecticut Avenue and Georgia Avenue.
They stay in the same spot always?
Yeah, she stays there at the Exxon.
Shout out to Loyalty.
And she is, it's called Elvira's Kitchen, right?
Yum. What do we serve at Elvira's Kitchen?
She has the atol. She has pupusas. Carne asada.
Rice.
She has
chicken.
Tacos.
Whoa. Come out.
Tamales.
Slow down. What kind of tacos?
She has the steak. She has tacos de lengua. I don't know if you're into that.
Yeah,
but,
tongue.
Uh-huh.
Me neither, but I like barbacoa joints.
You know what she actually just recently started doing? She called it arepas, but if you're from El Salvador, we call them pasteles.
Okay.
It was so, so good.
And arepas are popular, if you don't know, it's a South American, right?
Arepas are from South America.
Yeah, like I know Venezuelans, Colombians.
They're
huge on arepas. You know? Shout out to my homie from ASMG, one of the best glass mirrors. I mean, he's a beast. And shout out to Four Wheel, shout out to the MMS crew, and of course to your aunts. Yo, I did not know. Had I known, bro, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the tacos, though. What kind of tortillas do they serve? Are they the fluffy ones or the double tortillas?
No, it's the corn tortillas. They're not.
Are they homemade? She makes them?
No. I don't think they're homemade, but she toasts them on the plancha. So they're like a little bit. I don't know how to. It's not hard, but it's
they're
like
soft.
Toasty. And they're not soggy. They're toasty. All right,
so what does she put on these tacos? Does she put pico de gallo?
No.
Okay, it's just straight proteins.
Onion, cilantro, and they have like some kind of green sauce that you can add that's a little bit spicy.
Okay.
Does
she have super spicy sauce?
She probably does, but I can't mess with it.
Okay, and how much are these tacos?
I think it depends what you get, what kind of meat, but I think they're like $2 or $2.50 per taco.
Wow, and they are affordable.
And they're affordable. And her atole is actually really good, and she's a sweet, sweet lady.
And she seasons them herself, the tacos? Mm-hmm.
She makes all of it all herself.
Yum. So what kind of pupusas does she have? I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm taking
it. She got revuelta. You know, she has
I'm skinny
it all.
Fat, so you know I got excited because I love
He's not really skinny fat either, though. He just like... Yeah, you not fat either, though. I don't know what the hell. You're not skinny fat, though. Man.
But I love food. I'm a foodie.
No. All you do is post pictures of food.
I love food.
I can't call you skinny fat.
I love food.
You'll like her stuff. She's really sweet, too.
And what else does she have? Does she have dessert?
I'm not sure. I haven't had any of her desserts.
Well, you know, let your aunt know if she ever wants some tres leches cupcakes.
Yeah.
I got a plug on that.
Okay.
It's called Mezzi Bakes.
Ah.
Delicious. We can work something out. Mm-hmm. But man, shout out to the family's food truck. Now that I know, I'm gonna try to make my way probably tomorrow.
It's good, man. Steak joints, man. Yeah. Banging.
Yeah, not only that, man, we gotta support our local businesses. Yes. That's what it's all about. Because what happens is me, for example, right? I've never cared for somebody to say, hey, man, let me get a discount. And you're like, okay, you can get the discount. But when it comes to this prominent products like your Coca-Cola, your Apples, or whatever else you're buying, we don't hesitate to pay whatever they're asking for, you know? And the thing is, we're talking about multi-million dollar companies, and then we're also talking about... sweet owners that are trying to feed their families, you know, and I'm all for that, man. If we can spend a couple of dollars on local businesses, why not? And that's why I've always loved small towns, because they're all local businesses, the bakeries and the restaurants, and plus their food is always delicious. It is. It's like eating at home. You know, they put love into it. That's awesome. Anyway,
shout out to you. I want a goddamn taco now. Do we have any?
Yo, I want a taco so bad.
There's actually a pupusa left.
Oh, is it cheese?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness, bro! What? Yo, I am so hungry. Like, I'm mad.
Took a detour with the topic.
You know what? I need three things out of life, right? I always said, if there's a 24-hour Starbucks, it would be money in the bank.
You're a Starbucks spender.
I like Frappuccinos.
All right, hold on. Can we hold you? Hold on. Can I just jump in real quick?
Go ahead.
Because I'm mad now. I'm hangry.
Yeah, me too. I want some tacos.
I'm going to get over it. Just let me get some shit on my chest. You guys ready? So now I ain't got nothing really lined up like that. But what I was going to say about Starbucks is I rock with Starbucks too. But you know what I hate seeing? I don't know. Do you do online banking? Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what else?
Yeah, I had to think about it. You know what it was? I had to think about it. I haven't been to a bank.
Yeah. Some people don't trust it.
And like,
know what the opposite is.
Okay, I've been to the bank twice maybe in the last 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's completely changed.
It's not even planned. Did I go with the bank with Isaac?
You do go to the bank.
I went to the bank recently and I felt
stupid
because I didn't know what I was doing. First of all, they don't have withdrawal slips.
Yeah, everything's...
Say what?
Yeah, I know. I thought
those are gone?
Bruh.
They don't have withdrawal slips.
Bruh, hit that button again.
Bruh.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Or even deposits.
No, I think there's deposits, but there's no withdrawal slips.
Weird.
It's weird. It's almost like if you're there to withdraw, they want you to come up to the register quick.
Damn.
Or to the glass quick. You sound like some Bama's bit go to the bank all the time. We're like, oh my God, what are these people talking about? But who goes to the bank in 2018?
Our listeners, I know for a fact there's got to be some.
A lot of them are like us, yeah.
Yeah, like, for example, right, if you lose your phone, how many contacts do you really remember? Like, I remember maybe 3 numbers off the top of my head.
I couldn't tell you if your number starts with a 240 or a 301 right now. Couldn't tell you.
I know.
Do you know what mine starts with?
No, but I know Fatima starts with a 301 area code.
Hers is really easy and mine is stupid easy.
Yeah, it's like 000 at the end.
Yeah, mine's 1000.
Yeah, I know that much, but I don't. Is it a 240, Joe?
240-398-1. Whoop. If y'all start calling me on this joint, yo, I'm gonna edit this.
Pull the Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
Hey, speaking of Mike Jones, did you ever call that number when he posted it?
Of course I did. I was at Morehouse College, man. I was like, yo.
Hey, shout out to Morehouse. I think I still know the number too. That's crazy. That's crazy, but no.
Bam, start calling me, man.
Hey, I apologize. I got off topic because we started talking about the food truck. I got excited because I was like, whoa, because my mind was somewhere else. And now I'm thinking about tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
that.
You have to shoot me her address, please.
Yep, I'm going to send you right now.
So we're going to eat tacos before our next episode.
So does she have horchata in there too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Horchata.
Oh, todo. Is it homemade? Mm-hmm. Does she have tamarindo juice too?
I think horchata marañón, and I'm not sure if tamarindo is homemade or if she has the jaritos with tamarindo.
Oh. My black ass is feeling real left out, but still included right now, because I be eating this shit too, y'all. Y'all don't even know.
Yo.
Shout out to all my Latinos out there.
Hey, I like that word. So, if you don't know what a babusa is, man, what is it? Flour?
Hold up. Can we save the super... correct explanation?
Yeah.
And first get the ghetto fabulous Ebonics. No, get my joint first.
Oh,
you know?
Rashad's version.
Because I want to believe that there's more people out here listening to Rashad Radio that might be like me. They're like, young, what did you say? Pussy Pusa? What? No, nigga. There's people out there, and me and Fatina have talked about it a lot of times, that are Hispanic ignorant. And there's people that are hip hop ignorant. And it's okay. We're not here to shame y'all. Y'all out there that thought that everybody that was Spanish is Mexican. Or that Mexican was a language. We're not shaming y'all. We're going to just help y'all out a little bit right quick.
Say less.
And at the same time, relate to y'all because I'm not Hispanic, even though yo hablo español cuando tomando.
No, you're Hispanic.
Oh, okay.
You know how. All right, I'm Hispanic, right?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
But when I went to college, because I went to Howard, they were like, nah, bro, you're black. And I was like, what? They're like, dog, you're black by association.
You look like a black light-skinned nigga, though.
They were like, you look the part, you talk the part, you one of us. And then my man was like, you like chicken wings? I was like, bro, I love chicken wings. He was like, dog, you black. I was like, okay. He was like, you like black girls, too? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, man, I like women, man. Right. She's pretty. What's up?
Yeah.
I'm not racist.
And then my man was like, bruh, when we seen your mom, you're black. I was like, true.
Oh, your mom and Darcy?
Yeah.
That's right.
And they're like, most people probably just think you learn Spanish.
I can't even say Jose around my Dominican friends. They're like, oh, he's Dominican, I told you. I'm like, nah, man, I'm not, though. I think it's cool because I want to be included, so I don't get mad.
Yo, when I speak Spanish at any job site, people are confused. Like, confused. Even the...
Can I tell you a truth?
Go ahead.
Again, and this is as an outsider because y'all are bilingual.
Yeah.
American citizens. That is a very strong quality for everybody out there that's listening. If you speak English and Spanish, you need a strong flex, not weird flex, okay? strong flex when you go into your next job interview. You're bilingual.
You know? Here's the thing. My Spanish is not like broken Spanish. I actually have, it's an educated Spanish. Like, and so I speak properly and I try to communicate to the best of my ability, because what happens is, for me, it's like this. I have a reputation to maintain wherever I go, because, you know, my job.
This nigga, but I was trying to talk about the pupusas, no, though, man. No, but
we're going to get to that point, because, you know, I'm just all over the place, because, yo, because we were supposed to talk about Little Wayne.
I gave you that joint was strong. I know, we do bounce.
Yeah, this loose cannon is delicious. Like that, shout out to IPA, man. Like, and shout out to the people at.
It matches your hoodie too. I gave this nigga a purple fucking beard. Hey, matches purple hoodie and shit. Purple tape, Raekwon. Where you at?
Purple gang.
Perp City.
Shout out to this little restaurant.
Not Ravens.
In Tacoma Park called Republic.
Hey.
They have some delicious IPA. Like, I suggest you pull up once in a while.
Where is it?
It's not too far from the metro station. It's actually right across from a Seventh-day Adventist church. Like, if you go to Tacoma Park, there's a CVS. You know where the CVS is? There's a 7-Eleven right across the metro station. Yeah, it's right, like, by the station. It's, like, on that strip. And it's, like, a little old town. And it's called Republic. We call it Repubs. Shout out to my man Chino, who introduced me to that place. And, you know, after every hockey game, I stop there and get an IPA. Shout out to Rashad for introducing me to IPA, because he's a real strong avid drinker of IPAs. He loves IPA.
Yeah. I do. Like we said, I feel bad for Fatima. She loves me, y'all, because my breath is humming them nights when I feel too drunk to remember to wash that shit out.
That's funny. But yeah, nah, man, shout out to them. And again, back to the pupusas, though, man.
Yeah, can I get my explanation on before y'all do ahead. The real? I want everybody out there that's like, yo, I thought this was a rap show. There's a lot of ignorance out there. This is the spot, man. This is multicultural.
Yeah, we talk about everything.
We got the Blatino effect. We got the Mo County DMV effect.
We cover all variables, cuz.
And, you know, I used to tell people when I was a smartass and I thought I was so funny. This is some dickhead shit to say.
Bro,
to
you're still a smartass. I know. With all due respect.
But I'm more mature with my smartass shit now, right?
Shout out to you, because
this one is not that polished. This is what I used to tell people when they would say, where are you from? It would all be about, like, how you said it, right? Like, you asked me where I was from in a tone that made it seem as if there was nothing I could say that would impress you, right? Like, as if you already knew where I was from, like, Silver Spoon in my Mouthville, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Is that what you think I'm going to say, you fucking bitch, asking me that? Right? So, excuse, I didn't mean to be like this, but I knew that that would be the direction a lot of times when people would be like, where are you from? And you know what my little smart ass unpolished answer would be? Come on, bro. This nigga. My answer would be Earth.
Earth. Shout out to Earth.
Because I am from planet Earth, and I ain't from nowhere different than most of y'all out there that want to encounter me and maybe could bump into me or listen to us here on the spot. But now that he did the Snapchat, I lost my train of thought a little bit. Shout out to Mazam.
I'm going to this truck tomorrow, bro.
He looked up the freaking.
No, I got the picture.
Oh, shit.
I'm so juiced.
Hey, that joint makes me want some right now, too.
Dog, this picture of this truck better be on the edit tomorrow. Thanks.
Should we do it? We will do that. Yeah. Hey. And that's easy. That was so easy. You want that to be the cover? For the spot joint?
Yeah, I mean, I want to be on the top, like, flexing. I'll send you a flexing joint.
Can we have y'all need a new Bitmoji joint.
Yeah, I'll send you one. Yo,
people are feeling them joints, too, by the way. Shout out to everybody giving love to those.
Yeah, man, Bitmojis are cool, man. It gives you personality. It allows you to see at least the cartoon version of you, which is cool.
I still don't think I told you what the pupusa is, though. No, I just tell everybody out there? All right, I was doing this whole long. It's my fault a little bit because I'm, you know, I had more than three.
But all right, so tell us what the pupusa is.
To me, if you guys really want to know what a pupusa is without overdoing it and thinking that you're like stepping in some foreign land without your passport and you're going to get locked up and tortured and shit and eat food that you don't like, dude, this food is good, first of all. and you'd probably be around people that you do like when you're eating it. And it's got cheese in it.
Yum.
I mean, don't most of y'all like melted cheese?
And it's like, does your aunt use that Salvadorian cheese?
Hold on. And when you think of melted cheese with variations, like maybe meat or beans or anything, right? Because for real, I think the pupusa game, yo, oh man, we about to drop a prophecy right here on Rashad Radio, dog.
Prophecies. Prophecies.
I've been telling her that we need to get a taco truck. I think the pupusa game is got some.
Stay in your lane.
No, I'm not going to stay in my lane. There's lanes to make. Right now, I know about revueltas and what did you say?
Arepas?
No, revueltas. He's talking about the pupusas.
Oh, okay.
The revueltas. Mm-hmm.
I just think the same way Americans gobbled up Chipotle. Man, make a motherfucking pupusa plug. On the corner. Yeah, pupusa plug, right? And you could just do some unorthodox pupusa combinations that most Hispanic people would be like, okay? Right? And Americans will eat it because they're fat. Sorry, y'all, but you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
you know what I would like to see on top of pupusas, though? What? Instead of the, what is that called, Fatima? The fixings that you guys have on top of it.
The curtido.
Right. What does that come with? What is that? What is that?
So curtido is repollo. It's like cabbage.
Cabbage.
It really depends who's making it. It could be like cabbage, carrots. My Aunt Clelia uses jalapenos to make it a little bit spicy.
And so what's the sauce? And there's a red sauce too, right?
There is a red sauce. So the curtido, you let it sit in like a vinegar. So it's not, it's like cooked in vinegar.
Yeah, it's a culture thing. Because yeah. I know, shout out to Four Wheels. They have carrots too.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, have you guys ever had the tacos from Four Wheels?
No, we still need to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make sure when you guys go to the truck, tell them Zam sent you.
Because you have your own specialty there.
My own special sandwich.
Uh-huh.
It's a boost. Like, mama, I made it.
I think I saw you. Did you recently post it?
Yeah.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. It's, have you guys ever been to Wi-Fi Burger?
No.
They have a conflicted burger, which is a veggie patty and a beef patty. And I thought that idea was clever. I was like, conflicted burger? So I asked
him. Wait, hold on, a veggie and beef?
Yeah. That's why it's called, conflicted burger.
It's conflicted.
Who's conflicted more? The veggie nigga? Because I know I'm not tripping as a beefy, and I'm just like, all right, I'll eat that too.
But I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I was like, I eat both. So I was like, mm-hmm. I'm happy. So I kind of like that idea. So I use, my sandwich comes with tofu and chicken. You know, if you're not a fan of tofu, it's okay, because the tofu at Four Wheels is delicious because it's like fried tofu.
That's what I was going to say. I like tofu, but
I was hesitant at first until I tried it at Four Wheels.
Soggy?
No, that's okay. The thing. It's like, right, you need a crunch, right? You need the crunch.
No, I've never had it crunchy either.
That's what I'm talking about. So this is not like, you just gotta try it, because my special comes with an egg as well, and it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Like, I saw it.
Like I'm told you, I'm skinny fat, and I love food. I love food trucks. I remember growing up in Ecuador and going to the
chill. How long did you live in Ecuador before you moved to Estados Unidos, mi amigo?
10 años.
¿Quién? I mean, ¿cuántos?
I was 10 years
old. 10 años?
Yeah, I was 10 years old when I moved to
the States. Oh my God, you were a full-blown. You were like, I don't know English, right?
Yeah,
I didn't know English at all. I had to learn English.
Yo,
English,
we ain't even poking fun. This is my homie out here. I think you told us before, but I don't need the listeners to know again.
And so growing up, man, I remember the older ladies would have their little food stands,
mm-hmm.
and they would bring all their food. I don't know how it happened, but they would fry it right in front of you. And, you know, if you're familiar with the Latin culture, there's these white corns. They're huge.
And when I used to eat pork or chicken, like, you know, the chicharrón was right fried in front of you, and it smelled so good. And I'd be like, can I get that? And so food trucks remind me of that. I had to introduce my wife to food trucks. In West Hinesville, the first time she went to a food truck, it was a food truck that they knew me for years. Shout out to PG. And the lady was like, what do you want? And you know what I told her? I said, I want carne asada, please make it with love. And she will always laugh. And she will always ask me, why you always say make it with love? And I said, the reason I always ask you to make it with love, because my plates come back fat. You get what I'm saying? Because it's a comfort level that I established. Because, you know, if you're rude and you're like, man, give my food, nobody want to fuck with you. And that's a fact.
Yeah.
That goes across the board for anything you do in life. So I've always had an affiliation with trucks, especially food trucks, because it's a quick meal. And it's, like I said, it's
good.
It's home.
Yes.
It's like a home. It's comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love comfort food and you enjoy comfort food, you got to find a good food truck. And I've been to bad food trucks. I'm not going to lie.
No, me too.
And I'm not going to call them out. But I've been to bad food trucks where I go, man, I'm not going back.
Mm-mm.
Like, bruh. For example, if you live in Montgomery County, off 29, Route 29, which is by Silver Spring. No. Hold on. This is a good story. My man, there's an Argentinian truck, and his quesadillas are delicious because he makes them extra, extra cheesy. Like, if you like extra cheese, you would love them. You would love them. His rice is good. His chicken asado is good. You know, so shout out to him. But now, food trucks... Food trucks are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And now the fact that I know we got one in the family, say less. She's going to be like, what do you want? I'm going to be like, I want everything. I can't wait to try the tacos.
I mean, which one are you going to go for? The steak or the chicken first?
I'm going to go for both.
I'm a steak taco man.
I might ask him for a mixed one if she can do that for me.
She can do anything, I'm sure.
Yeah,
they're super nice there. That's
they're the delicious.
Thing. They're super nice.
So before we stir away, what is a pupusa, Fatima?
So pupusa is, like, I'm sure everybody has had a tortilla, right? It's corn.
What sort of tortilla?
Tortilla is made out of corn. So a pupusa is basically two tortillas put together with stuff inside, filled with, like, it could be cheese.
It's almost like a quesadilla, right?
It's almost like a quesadilla, but it's not a flour tortilla.
Right.
It's a corn tortilla.
And it's delicious.
It's really good.
I love it.
And they're filling and inexpensive, and you don't need to eat a lot.
Yeah, because, and you know what my favorite part of a pupusa is? You can't eat them right away when they come out of the stove, because then you'll burn your mouth. You gotta wait like a solid 5 minutes, cause then they're like at the cusp of being like super hot and warm. And I like when you take your first bite and the cheese, you got it stretched out. And then you kinda gotta roll it up with your finger. Well, at least I do.
Doug is super, Zam is super hungry right now.
I am, yo. You can tell, right? I'm thinking of a pupusa right now.
He is super hungry.
Yo, I got completely off topic. Shout out to food trucks in America, man. Shout out to food trucks everywhere. And if you guys ever need help with your social medias, holler at me. Real talk.
That's why I love this podcast, man. I think that's why people enjoy it too, man. We be getting off topic and it don't even matter because it's like, it's a genuine conversation.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real talk home. You know what I'm saying? This is the fam right here. We having the spot conversation. We might put them on the spot, but this is like, we just chopping it up.
So you know what I would like to see in a pupusa, though, instead of el curtido?
Oh, yeah. You're about to tell us.
I would like to see some type of protein on it. Like, if you were to put, like, crispy chicken on top of it, I think that will be delicious with the combination of the cheese. Again, it's sort of like a quesadilla, but it's not exactly like a quesadilla. But me personally, I wouldn't mind like biting that first bite and rolling up like in some crispy chicken or some crispy beef.
It's a different, but the protein's inside.
Sometimes, so, if you get the protein, you know what? I've never had a beef pupusa. Yeah. I don't even know if they make those.
I'm telling you, young, the spot is prophesizing right now. 2019, 2020, watch the pupusa overtake America.
Yo, time out. You think your aunt will let me have my own pupusa in the truck? I am so serious. Yo. I already have a sandwich. No, but for real, for real. Like, who do I need to talk to make this happen? I'm trying to be in two different trucks, yo.
So you want to... She's like, we really love her food, but she's technically not family. So I don't know if she would just embrace anybody to go in and make their own menu. Yeah, yeah.
But no, but it can be part of the hidden menu.
She's a super nice lady. So I think that she wouldn't mind. I mean, she'll make you whatever you want. She even offered to for me to call ahead. Like, if I wanted something in particular, right, call the day before and tell her.
She gave her the digits.
Yeah, she's like, call me the day before and tell me I want this tomorrow. She's super nice.
Fatima, let's talk. I'm being so serious. I need my own crispy.
Shout out my man Rasta Panama. Just joined me on IG Live.
Shout out to Rasta Panama. I almost messed that up because you went too fast.
Okay, can you say loco?
He be like, oye, coño, como tu estás, loco? Nah, but for real, man, like, can you imagine if there was, like...
I'm sure she could do something for you to get the crispy.
Yo, I need that crisp, yo, because...
If you're just tuning in right now to Rashad Radio, the spot we talking about, Elvira's Taco Spots up on the corner of Georgia and Connecticut. Mad Zam and Fatima D, the lovely Verbal Queens, talking up on some pupusa and taco talk right now.
And I'm going to tell you what I love about the Vietnamese culture. They always have some type of crunchy.
That's where you get that crunchy one.
Love that crunchy.
Yeah, because they love... Yo, and it's a great balance. Like, I remember having noodles one time, right? And RIP Grandma. And she will always put lettuce. And I'd be like, yo, why do you have lettuce? Yeah, and we'll have cucumbers all the time. But it's a crunchy nonetheless. And the wife at the time was the girlfriend. And she'd be like, you're not doing the crunchy today? I'd be like, the crunchy? I was like, dog, what I look like, man? It's the crunchy. She was like, you look like you're about to eat the crunchy. And I was like, okay, I'm going to eat the crunchy. And dog, so I fell in love with the crunchy. That's why when I eat chicken wings, I still look for my carrots on my celery.
Hey, where my crunchy at, yo?
Because the crunchy is essential. Like, some people may not care for the crunch. I appreciate the crunch.
I can't eat a soggy-ass Jersey Mike sandwich that be banging than a motherfucker without my crunchy.
That's what I'm saying, though. The crunch is essential. Like, if I'm eating, let's see, the Chipotle, you use salad, right? You need cheese, corn, but you gotta have lettuce.
You gotta balance it out. It's a little smushy, but it's
That's what I'm saying. The balance, yeah. So that's why I'm like, if we can switch up for me, the Zam special. I like the Zam special. I guess I'm kind of greedy that way, but or maybe.
Sorry,
not.
Man. Is the season to be greedy?
No. But
tis
I don't want
to
be greedy.
Season to be greedy.
I don't want to be greedy. I want to kind of change the game in my own way because you know. There's a couple of things I'm working on, and so I need that because it's like, okay, what are you doing? I'll be like, dog, I got my own pupusa, I got my own banh mi. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to reach out to cultures. Like, I have wherever I go, and there's multiple flavors of chicken wings. I like the honey and Old Bay mix.
The honey and what?
Old Bay mix. And I kind of like the honey and lemon pepper mix.
Mm-hmm. I like lemon pepper.
Yeah, I like those mixtures. I like the sweet and sour. Like, you know, I like the soft and the crunchy. I think, and make sure.
Shout out to the Crunchy.
Yeah, shout out to the Crunchy. Like, for real, to all our listeners and our viewers, man. Let us know what y'all think, man. Do you guys appreciate the Crunchy when you're eating your food?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to. You have to. Like, if you don't like chips, then I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy how 45 minutes passes right there. For all y'all that don't know, I like to act like I have some type of creative control, and it's not even a big deal out here. But I sit down with my folks, Mad Zam and Fatima G, the lovely Virgo Queen. I say, hey, it's kind of late. Let's just do 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Yeah, my man said today, we're going to do Tops 45 minutes.
We're going to do 45 minutes. We're approaching the 50-minute mark, and I just I threw on one of my old-school Rashad Sadiq. This is like before I had a Black Daniel sample. Doesn't matter. It's not about me right now. Y'all want to say anything before we get out of here? Because
wait, so we're going to touch up on the last topic, right?
We could I could play another beat if you really want to keep going.
Dog,
but we got to get up out of here soon because it's a weekday.
Yeah, of
course. And people got bills to pay.
Yeah.
Okay. So am I going to... Are you going to talk about it?
No. Yeah, we're going to talk about it, but you can read it.
Okay.
Was that the funny one?
Which one? The Carlton?
No, we don't care.
This is a Tory...
Tony Lenz.
I try to make him Spanish and say Lañez.
We're going to call him Lañez from now on.
They don't hear that, Tony Lañez.
It's okay. We butcher names a lot. It's all
right. Rasta Panama. They don't hear that.
Hey, we don't get paid extra for that.
But it's not Tory Lañez. It's Lañez.
How is it?
Tory Lanez. Yo, Tory Lanez, I'm going to give you... This is going to let y'all know real quick. I ain't never checked none of that nigga's music, and I'm a hip-hop head, right? I don't know what that says about you, bro. But,
I have.
Good. Bet you can't tell me the name of his album.
Cannot.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I put him on the spot. I lost. Anyways, I'm just going to let you know he ain't afraid of that smoke.
He's not.
He was ready to bang out Travis Scott or... One of them niggas who looks like Travis Scott, ASAP Rocky. It's like, nah, I shouldn't have said
Travis Scott. No, but I do have a topic for you, right? Yeah. Migos said they were the best group alive, and then hold on,
didn't even talk about Offset and Cardi B.
Nah, we're gonna leave that alone.
Yeah, but
Lazy Bone came out and was like, bruh, we still alive.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's checking for Bone. If I asked Kelly if she even knew she don't know who Bone is.
Yes, she does.
And then you know who I
met? To listen to Bone with and Kelly when she was little.
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, we're going to bypass the Wu like that? We can't bypass the Wu like that because they're still alive.
So they said...
Let's go to the Tony Lanez.
No. But there was something that you put in here that said that there were other people like Outkast, N.W.A.,
yeah,
EPMD,
yes,
that also could claim it. And he said, but they're the best. Migos need to sit down.
And I like Migos, but you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had forgot what the topic was. Migos was just saying that they're shit, right?
Yeah, they were saying that they're the best.
So shout out to the Migos. Shout out Takeoff, Offset, motherfucking Quavo. And you know what? Y'all aren't the best musically, right?
I mean, they're not even better than the Roots.
Yeah, no, I'm not even trying to fire a shot. I don't know why this keeps... Oh my God, why does that... I'm not trying to say that,
man,
y'all not
straight.
I thought I was putting a beat on those. Here's the beat. Sorry. I fuck with Migos.
Me too.
No way you got anything on Wu-Tang Clan. No way you got anything on N.W.A. And you do have something on some crews out there. Don't get it twisted, though. We're not. Because the thing is what I think we got to understand is the older generation that's talking to the... Migos in that middle part. They not Kelly's age. They a little bit older.
No, Migos millennials, bro.
Yeah, they've been around for a while, right? And so what I feel like when you're too condescending of them and just say, you ain't us, nigga. You ain't Wu-Tang. You ain't Rouge. You ain't, then it's like, of course they're going to stick their chest out and be like, man, fuck y'all. And fuck everything y'all like. We that nigga.
Right. And Joe Budden.
And fuck everything that, you know what I'm saying? I get it. And so I'm not mad at them when they say that they're the shit because they tight. I rock with them. And best believe when the next Migos joint come out, we're going to check for it.
Walk it like you talk it.
But you know, people get uncomfortable with these young fly Southern niggas talking about they the shit. And, you know, a lot of people have not completely got accustomed to Southern rap, not mumble rap.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know. But let's go to the tone list, because I want you to read some of the tweets that Royster59 had about him.
Roy, like, shout out Royster59.
Go to the bottom where, like, it got heated.
I don't think I can read this, but you guys can read it.
Because
some of the words...
Hey, shout out to you,
Fatima. Is it in my vocabulary?
Hey, you stick to your principles. I appreciate you.
All right, I'm looking at something. It says the issue emerged in a simple way when Royce answered a fan's question about Tory's recent battle with Joyner Lucas. Shout out Joyner Lucas. Yes.
Shout out to Joyner.
Yeah, we're fucking with Joyner Lucas on Rashad Radio. But it says the issue emerged in a simple way when Royce answered a fan's question about Tony's recent battle with Joyner. Nickel 9 felt Joyner came out as the victor, which didn't sit well with Tory. I gotta make sure I got these, you know, see, I got me on the reading patrol and the beat patrol, so I gotta make sure I got this one right here. It says, that's why you rappity ass niggas always had the wrong conception of a dub. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Shows why y'all careers look why they went the way they look now. See, I don't rock with Tory like that.
Now, but you just gotta keep on reading because it gets better.
Royce responded.
Yeah, and it escalated after that. Keep on going.
No need to get upset, little homie. I thought yours was dope, too. Somebody like you disrespecting somebody like me is ridiculous, though. I'm gonna let that slide, though, because you're new, quote-unquote.
So he kept it, but he kept it a buck. He kept it a buck, but he kept it, you know what I'm saying? He kept the balance.
He said somebody like you talking about somebody like me is ridiculous, though. But I'm gonna let it slide because you knew. Oh shit. Tory ended up deleting his tweet, which ironically led to more trouble between the two. Ain't nobody scared of Rolls 57 lyrically. Womp, womp, womp. Tory wrote, I deleted my comments because I'm not gonna keep acting like a nigga Joyner didn't do his thing. This old nigga kinda had a point. What I said came off like some hating shit. People are allowed to think anybody wants. Simple. This is the worst tweet ever.
But it gets better. Go for it.
And not because I just read it like that. That's a sucker tweet. Royce didn't like what the Canadian rapper singer had to say and sent a warning. Why they had to write that though?
Yo, where's the gunshot
at? Where you get this from, dude?
Bro, come on.
That Royce didn't like what the Canadian rapper had to say. My nigga, if you trying to get your motherfucking ass beat, you doing everything right. Wow.
Didn't I tell you before the show? Young, we going to 2019.
Yo.
And everybody's coming after everybody's neck.
Rap. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt because you're Canadian. Yo. Now go play somewhere before I get upset.
Yeah. Duh. Yo, hit him with a Nas line. Duh. Go somewhere. I'm busy.
I'm busy. Somebody better find that little sucker and take his phone before he gets himself in trouble. Yeah. I mean that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Royce the 5'9". Don't fuck with Royce, yo.
My man went Nems on you, Slim.
Yo, shout out to Nems. Shout out to whole Brooklyn. Shout out to Coney Island. Shout out to South Oakland Park. All my people in Queens.
And shout out to Rashad Radio.
Rashad Radio. Everybody from El Salvador, hey. Cochabamba, Bolivia, the ESPN.
That was random.
Yo, because it's where my man is.
True. Cochabamba, Bolivia.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And he's about to take an L, yo. Yeah. You getting that? You got anything you want to tell him before it's over?
Good luck. We are going to stay positive. Hey, Fatima, wish you luck.
I'm going to tell you what. Whatever the outcome is of that Super Bowl game. And of course, I'm rooting for you heavy, by the
thank
way.
You, thank you, thank
don't,
you.
Don't get that conversation twisted. But whatever the outcome is, and hopefully is the winning victory dinner that we're about to go have.
I know.
We gotta go
I
to your.
So.
We gotta go to. Auntie's
we gotta get
spot.
Definitely, and that makes sense, right?
Yes.
Whether you win or lose or draw, whether there's no draw, right?
No, there is a tie. That would suck. I wonder what would happen. What would happen is he would win.
What? Why?
Because I think y'all's regular season record is. Are y'all tied regular season?
that shouldn't have any implication in the playoffs.
He beat you both times, didn't he?
No.
But that shouldn't have any implication in the playoffs, though.
I don't know. But that's a good question.
Because regular season,
I'll have an update for y'all tomorrow. Breaking news.
Hey, no, that's a good question, though. But hopefully when you get the win, we go celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to try this atol.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to try the pupusas. And I get to convince her on the Zam special.
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, poor baby.
And on that note, we are out.
Bye.
Just in case y'all didn't know, it's because my son just came through and Isaac was like, wow. I mean, Mercury. Yo, don't forget to subscribe if you're new to the spot and Rashad Radio. Appreciate y'all listening. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Right. Peace.
Love you, Hector.
Rashad Radio.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.